From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Elena Rivera. The leader of the St. Louis Tourism and Convention Agency says hotels are losing meetings because of a travel advisory issued by the NAACP over concerns about a state law that rolls back discrimination protection for workers. Explore St. Louis President Kitty Ratcliffe said in a statement yesterday that the agency has been told by several hotels that they've lost meeting groups that were in the midst of contract negotiations. But the agency released no details, saying it did not have permission from hotels or groups to release specifics about lost meetings. The advisory was issued in July. It cites a new state law that makes it more difficult to sue for housing or employment discrimination. A spokesman for the convention and travel agency for Kansas City, Missouri, says he's unaware of any lost business due to the advisory. Administrators at the University of Missouri in Columbia are working to maintain research and education opportunities despite proposed budget cuts and job eliminations. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that the university released a budget proposal in May calling for the elimination of more than 300 jobs and about $60 million in budget cuts for fiscal year 2018. Most of the changes went into effect this summer. Administrators say duties of those lost positions have either been eliminated or reallocated to remaining staff. University spokesman Christian Basie says the school's main mission of providing education and research opportunities for students will continue despite the cuts. The lawyer for a Missouri death row inmate scheduled to die next week is requesting a stay of execution due to new DNA evidence, Erica Hunzinger reports.
The state planned to execute Williams in 2015, but the Missouri Supreme Court postponed it and ordered further DNA testing. Attorney Kent Gibson says those new tests show that Williams' DNA was not found on the knife that was used in the 1998 killing of Felicia Gale in University City. Gibson says two experts agree that the DNA belongs to an unknown man.
I think most fair-minded people would agree that an execution shouldn't take place unless there's no uncertainty as to whether the man is guilty, and there's a lot of uncertainty now.
Gibson says they're hoping for a new trial, or at least to have Williams resentenced to life in prison. The Missouri Supreme Court must make a decision before Williams' execution date on August 22nd. I'm Erica Hunzinger.
A Missouri school district is apologizing for removing the senior quotes that two gay students wanted printed under their yearbook pictures. KCTV reported that Kearney High graduates Joey Slavinsky and Thomas Swartz were surprised by the absence when they opened the newly printed 2017 yearbook. Both had included closet references in the quotes they submitted. Slavinsky's was, quote, "Of course I dress well. I didn't spend all that time in the closet for nothing." The district described what happened as a, quote, "mistake," and said in a statement that its policy of not publishing potentially offensive quotes had the, quote, "unintentional consequence of offending the very students the practice was designed to protect." The two graduates plan to make stickers to insert their quips into their yearbooks and those of their friends. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Columbia.